I think the first wave of increase is more so in the unfair labor practice arena. We've been able to handle that wave of increase primarily through a very aggressive, proactive training program and by doing our best to help parties resolve disputes short of litigation. It's our expectation that we'll begin seeing the uptick in representation case filings, more so as the Department of Defense and its components grapple with changes in their budget and organizational structure. That department is home to most of the bargaining units, most of the organized federal workers, and as they start to implement changes, we'll probably begin to really see the uptick in representation case filing.
The Department of Defense also facing the threat of sequestration next year. What do you expect that to do to the caseload that you're working with at FLRA, if any, and how are you preparing for that?
Our principal area of preparations are in terms of proactively training the professionals, both on the labor and management side, that will grapple with the changes and how to implement changes in the best interest of the public. As I said before, we have a joint training program with the Department of Defense in the works right now, specifically to address representation case processing. Again, it's good common sense that we will see an uptick in case filings. And what we can do at this stage is to educate our customer base, to educate and train our case processors, and to make sure that our case processes are as efficient as they possibly can be. Changes like electronic filing of cases is one such process that will make us more efficient as we face what we think will be an increased caseload.
And you talked about electronic filing of cases. The FLRA has been talking about this for a while, and you've kind of been incrementally adding abilities. So where are you now, and then where are you headed? What else can we expect with regards to e-filing?
Already, the Federal Service Impasses Panel is accepting e-filing. The authority is up and running with e-filing. The next component to come on board will be the component I lead, the Office of General Counsel. We have the highest volume of cases, more like about 4,500 cases per year, and we hope in the not-too-distant future, in a matter of months, we'll be able to begin accepting e-filing in the Office of General Counsel.
And what exactly does that do to the way you work at the Office of General Counsel and FLRA in general? How is this changing the landscape for you all?
I think in the first instance, it's easier and more accessible to the customer. It means that we have our databases created instantaneously, whereas a paper or fax filing required an extra step by our database processors to input information as inputted instantaneously. It means there's a greater degree of conformity in terms of our filing requirements because of the way that filers submit their files and documents, so that it's easier both for the filer, the customer, but it's also much easier for us on the processing end, that we save a step in terms of administrative steps, but also for our agents, that they're going to get better information from the parties in from the very beginning because of the way the forms are structured.
How do you expect this to affect the overall outcome for the customers that are filing these complaints?
The customers are going to see an advantage in that their files are more complete. There's going to be less back and forth between the customer and the agent to construct a complete filing from the beginning, because some of that is going to be an interface between the filer and the computer rather than the filer and the agent, so that by the time there is an interaction with the agent has more complete information and is going to be better able to hit the road running in terms of any additional investigation that is required to reach a decision.